other than Bishop Dr. Robert W. McMurray, God's anointed man of action. Come on, give him a hand, please.
Like this morning, I stayed over there to about 20 minutes after talking to the new members' class. I need minutes to meditate and to get my thoughts together. So on my way in, Sister Laverne said, "Bishop, I need 2 minutes." I said, "You got it." Because I know she don't just... So I granted her the 2 minutes. Tell him what you told
me. Isn't God good? Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I was going through some personal things. And I said, "Jesus, I can't take nothing else. I just can't take nothing." The cathedral choir is a witness to that. Brother Jonathan showed up as a witness. I was crying, couldn't stop crying. And I told the Lord, I said, "I can't take nothing else. I just can't." So Monday on my way to work.
On the way to work.
On the 10 freeway, the entire brake shaft. Monday on my way to work.
On the way to work.
On the 10 freeway, the entire brake shaft fell out of my car.
On the freeway.
And I was in the fast lane, y'all. And it just fell out. And I got over to the side and I said, This is the thing I was telling you I didn't want to have to deal with, Lord. This is it. So the Lord allowed this brother to back up on the freeway and pick me up and took me to work. And I called my mother and I was crying. I said, "Mom, I just can't take nothing else. I just can't take it." I called Jonathan and Ronnie. I said, "I just can't take it." So they just said, "Laverne, don't worry. The Lord's going to work it out." Well, on yesterday. I called my mother on Friday night and I said, Mom, we got to do something. They had come from Compton to pick me up in L.A. to take me to work to Santa Monica. And I said, but we got to get this thing worked out. So on Friday night, I called my mother. She said, what time can you be ready to come home? I said, I can be ready as early as y'all can get here. So they came and picked me up Saturday morning. By 1 o'clock, y'all, I drove off the lot with a 1989 brand new Candy Apple Red Nissan Sentra.
I'm gonna get bang. Burn. A sickness in your body, burn. Threatening to lay you off, burn. Trying to foreclose on you, burn. Wife and husband threatening to leave, burn. Oh, gonna get. look over to somebody. Tell somebody, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Believe God. Yes, they are. Believe God. Your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. My help is on the way. Hey! Hey! Hey!
There's a blessing for me.
What shall I do? I know you're going to come through. Woo! I know it's coming through. And so I'm going to wait on it. Wow! I ain't going to make no move. I'm going to be still. And I'm going to wait on you to tell me what to do. Woo! I ain't going to mess up no more than I'm already messed up. I may make the wrong move. Help me to stand still and see your salvation. What shall I do? I know you coming through. How many know he's coming through for you? Or you don't have to doubt that he's coming through. He'll be there. Don't worry. Stop worrying. You can't trust him and worry at the same time. Ain't no way to trust him and worry at the same time. He's gonna come through. What shall I do? Be still. Hey! He's coming through. He always comes through. He ain't never left you alone. He ain't never left you to bear your burden all by yourself. What shall I do? What shall I do? I know you're coming through. What shall I do with this problem, Lord? I'm trying to work it out. I know. It looks kind of dark. That's Sister McMurray walking down the aisle. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Praise Him. Praise Him. What shall I do? I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Though He slay me, yet I will trust Him. What shall I do? Wait on Him. God's talking to us in this song. What shall I do? This situation is getting bad. What shall I do with it, Lord? Give me a little bit more of that.
What shall I do?
Father in heaven.
What step should I take?
What step should I take?
What move should I make?
What move shall I make?
Oh Lord, what shall I do? I'm going to wait.
I made up my mind. I'm going to wait. I made up my mind.
For an answer from you.
I'm waiting for an answer from you, Lord.
I have nothing to lose. Oh, Lord, I'm going to wait.
Come on, church. Come on, church.
And I know you'll come through.
I know you'll come through.
Ooh.
I know you'll come through. Ain't no doubt about
it.
You'll come through with a blessing for me.
Lord, set my soul free.
Set my soul free.
Oh, Lord, I know you'll come through.
How many know He's coming through for you? Woo! getting something? If you're not, listen. But God meant it for good. I know you're coming through. This thing is going to work out for me. It's going to work out for my benefit. All right, let it bless you. Go ahead, let it bless you. I'm going to show you how God sets the stage for a message. I'm not going to Genesis, and I've been studying Genesis all week. But I asked one of my aides to find me a scripture that's in Isaiah chapter 54. While I was sitting in the pulpit, I asked for this scripture. I asked for this scripture, and this song that this choir sung just now has let me feel the atmosphere of this congregation. And this is what you call discernment. When you can discern, I say, I've been studying. Most of the time that I'll call myself trying to rest 2 days was interrupted. People got my number some kind of way and call me. Nobody knows how they got it. Minister's wife dying with cancer. Minister with trouble in the district, ministers disturbed. Church without a pastor. But then came Jesus and gave me strength. I didn't rest like I wanted to in those 2 days, but I know he's got a blessing for me. What shall I do? I'm going to wait. For an answer. Ooh. Church, if God ever said anything to you, and I don't need to do nothing much, but just touch it a little bit. Write them words down while I'm up here talking before I get through. You got them from me. Write them words down before I get through here. I want to cover, because that's a part of my message, and I got to have. I don't know the song, first time I ever heard it. But I know my Bible. And in Isaiah chapter 54, I want you to listen to this too. What shall I do? I have, Bishop McMurray, it says, I have thanked God for you. I thank God for you. I have been visiting this church for several weeks now, and the Lord has truly blessed my soul. I am not the same anymore. Ooh. You talking about being heavy? This is what service is supposed to do for you. Hallelujah. This is what the songs are supposed to do for you. If that song didn't say something to somebody somewhere in this auditorium that came looking for an answer, that came looking for guidance, that came looking for a blessing, hey, that was about to make the wrong move. What shall I do? What shall I do? Where shall I turn? Where shall I go? What shall I say? What move should I make? He come on, my mama. Somebody is about to make the wrong move. Somebody was about to make the wrong turn. But God said, be still. God said, hold what you have. There's a blessing in it. They meant it for evil. Somebody's trying to destroy you. But God said, there's a blessing in it. I said, God is going to say there's a blessing in it. Who did this thing to me? Who afflicted my back? Who afflicted my legs? Who afflicted my eyes? Who afflicted my mind? An enemy has done this. The enemy has done this. But I'm going to wait. There's a blessing for me. Which way should I turn? Where shall I go? What should I do? Ooh, I'm going to be still. I'm going to stand still. I ain't going to make no move. Lord, what will thou have me to do? That's what Paul said. What do you want me to do? That's a whole lot of options. There are a lot of things right here. But Lord, I'm going to wait until I'm sure that this is the move that you want me to make. I ain't going to make no move because it might be the wrong move. Lord, is there any word from you today? That's what we come to church for. Is there any word from the Lord? I don't want to hear you, McMillan. I don't want to hear you, Jones. I don't want to hear you, Jackson. I want to know, is there any word from the Lord? And until I find out if the word is from God, I ain't going to believe everything. I ain't going to grab everything that comes to me because it looks good to me. Sometimes God goes against the grain. Sometimes the will of the Lord is against what you think it ought to be. And when you see that your way ain't working, turn around. Don't try to force it. I'm going to wait. I'll wait.
till I get a word. Is there a word from you, Lord? Is there a word of guidance? Is there a word of strength? Is there a word to tell me to go on just a little bit further? Is there a word to tell me it's going to be all right? There's a blessing on the way. There's a blessing on the way. There's a blessing on the way. My blessing is on the way. So I'm going to wait. I ain't going to get in no hurry. Brother Martin, I ain't going to get in no hurry. Sometimes you get in a hurry and you mess up what God got planned for you. God got something planned for you, for you, for you, and for I. God got something planned for all of us. Mrs. Mays told me time to time about the men that was trying to marry her. Came to our house. Talked that talk. She said, but Bishop McMurray, I'm going to wait. Said some of them, they got, said they, most of them are all established. Said, I ain't starting all over again. Said, because I got my own place. I'm driving my own car. I got a few dollars coming in over here. My children are up, out of the way. And they keep on knocking. But I'm going to wait. Don't you know you got to be sure, honey? Don't you know the Bible said, believe not every spirit? But they that wait on the Lord, he come on my son of my heart. They that wait on the Lord, I said, they that wait on the Lord, I said, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They're going to mount up. Oh, you're going to get up, honey. You ain't going to be down there long. Just be still while you're there and don't make no wrong move. And God has a blessing in it. There's a blessing in it. God got a blessing for you if you wait. What steps should I take? What steps should I take? All of this is indicating. All of this is indicating. Waiting on the Lord. I got to move all this other stuff out of the way, y'all, because I don't be standing up here unprepared. Hello, y'all. And in case my mind don't run right, I got notes to bring me back. Usually, once the Lord put it in there, it's in there. But sometimes you get a lot of interferences and a lot of things come through. In case you don't remember, then the Lord calls things to your remembrance. Then you got your notes. Can you hear what I'm saying? And so I've got to move Genesis out of the way temporarily. Hello. And get on over here in Isaiah. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got some good aides and good assistants and good helpers that know their Bibles. Whenever time I send you, stand up, you three, stand up, y'all. Anytime I send them back in my office for my concordance and back in there for all them things where you find them words and then look up the words and write it down. Sometimes they read it to me in the office and I say, write that down. No, I don't need that. That ain't going to work. Write that. And I want to thank God for them, my shoulders. A lot of times people say that you think you're something. You just get busy as I am and see you can't do everything and you'll appreciate somebody around. You'll appreciate other people. I used to think folks had a phone in the car or they think they're something. I see them riding by, they just trying to act big. Honey, I thought about what Sister Lewis said a minute ago and she was just telling me the other day we were talking in Spanish ministry. People was in the office there and when they left, We were saying that coming in certain communities at certain time, which is dangerous as it is, you don't know, honey, how blessed we are to have the Lord on your side. And then when she said this morning in the testimony
about what she was thinking about. She said, you know, the Lord said, watch as well as pray. I related that because she had just told me about these dangerous streets, and they work in these dangerous schools where people are spraying teachers and children and everybody else. What you going to do? I'm going to wait. What step should I take? You shouldn't have given me these words. What shall I do? See? And then this other, they slipped this note up here to me. And it said, the Lord is doing a mighty work in my life, and my heart is filled with praise. I desire no recognition. I ain't gonna call your name. I only want to hear the Lord say to me, servant, well done. And she says, I'm going to be one of those that's going to help with the air conditioning. I knew somebody would feel my burden. Now, let's turn to our scripture for a while. I'm about through already because God, some of y'all don't understand that all of our service is service. I mean, it ain't nothing in here that's not worship. I know some don't like, they say you got too many announcements and all that. Well, hey, we like to let the people know what's going on here. And that's just the way it is. And then when we hear testimonies from different people and different things like that, when you look around, the time has moved on. But then when the offering is a part of the worship, you don't say, let's get the offering out of the way. It ain't in the way. It's where it's supposed to be. Can you hear what I'm saying? Come on, let's hurry up and get this offering out of the way. Meaning, really, what they mean is, let's get to the word. But if you ain't got no offering, you ain't got no place to preach the word. The Lord said, let's hurry up and get this money and get these people off our back. But you never hear nobody say that when they take up an offering. Let's hurry up and get this offering, y'all, and give a good offering so we can get these bankers off our back. They never say that. But they say it sound like the offering is in the way. That's the next order of service. We worship God in our giving. You bring an offering to the Lord. Do you hear me? And so in Isaiah, and I know how to cut off. I was 63 on Wednesday. And I don't know whether the only reason I know I'm not 16, I can't run as fast. That's the only thing. But I jogged and jogged twice, jogged yesterday before I came home, got up and did my jogging, went to the steam and went to the sauna. Honey, age, a lot of it is in the body, but most of it is in the mind. You think you old, you gonna get old quick. I don't think I'm old. I'm maturing. You getting old, I'm maturing, honey. You do much better. I know I don't look 63. And I ain't gonna dye my hair either. I looked at it this morning, I said, that white stuff looked kind of good. All right, enough of that goodness of mine. You don't think nothing about yourself, I feel sorry for you. And if you don't think you look good, I'm going to go back home and change clothes. Hello? And do a little exercise and get yourself and then wash your face and comb your hair. And then get some cologne and make yourself smell good. Oh, well, all right, enough of that. Isaiah 54. Verse number 11. O thou afflicted,
verse 11, chapter 54. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not confronted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphires. I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. There's a blessing for me when I come out of this thing. And I'm going to wait. What shall I do while you're going through? See, well, your blessing is coming from, because God just gave me this, standing up here listening to that song. And I want you to worship God and get what God's got for you in this message. Can y'all hear me? Oh, thou afflicted. Everyone in here has some type of affliction. I hear David talking to me now and says, it was good for me. Can y'all hear me? That I had been. I done come through that thing. Anybody come through anything in here? Now y'all may be standing a while. You know me by now. I'm an expository preacher. Sometimes preachers read straight on through and then go back. But before I get to my main scripture, a lot of times, so much in there, the ones that I read up ahead, because the main theme is within the context, unless I'm using a subject. And this time, the subject is in the context and in the song. And how many times have you been tossed to and fro at night? Afflicted with some trouble, with some worry, with some misunderstanding with the wife or with the husband or with the children or with the neighbors. Whatever, it ain't leaving so easy. Some things you want to go away won't go away. That's what an affliction is. Let him that is afflicted pray. Pray your minds. That's what he told you to do. Not complain about why me. Just standing up here listening to that song. And I want you to worship God and get what God's got for you in this message. Can y'all hear me? Amen. Oh, thou afflicted. Everyone in here has some type of affliction. I hear David talking to me now and says, it was good for me. Can y'all hear me? That I had been. I done come through that thing. Anybody come through anything in here? Now, y'all may be standing a while. You know me by now. I'm an expository preacher. Sometimes preachers read straight on through and then go back. But before I get to my main scripture, a lot of times, so much in there, the ones that I read up ahead, because the main theme is within the context, unless I'm using a subject. And this time, the subject is in the context and in the song. And how many times have you been tossed to and fro at night? Afflicted with some trouble, with some worry, with some misunderstanding with the wife or with the husband, or with the children, or with the neighbors, Whatever. It ain't leaving so easy. Some things you want to go away won't go away. That's what an affliction is. Let him that is afflicted pray. Pray your minds. That's what he told you to do. Not complain about why me. I'm doing right. I'm giving in the church. I'm working. I'm giving service. Heard Sister Laverne come to me to give me the testimony, and I had to tell you about it. Testimonies are good, especially when they are rich with essence. I know they had me to come down out of here. I don't know whether it was Tuesday night or what night and pray for. Sunday night, I don't know. It must have been Sunday night. When they asked me to pray for Sister Laverne. And I went down over where she was over there and prayed for her. For I knew she was going through. So many other things that piled up on her. Tossed. See, a lot of times you can't sleep and can't eat. Say, well, shouldn't let nothing worry you. Wait till you get there. Just keep on living, that's all. I done learned something now. I done learned something through here now. I mean, these 63 beautiful years. I love them. I love my life. I ain't crying. I go through a lot of things, but you don't know it. Because I don't come out here crying. There's been some sleepless nights. But you don't know it. But if you know anything, everybody has some of them times. That's why you got to read through testimonies and through what folks are saying. And know in the background, they done come through something or they're going through something. Can you hear what I'm saying? So the sister said she had just said, Lord, I can't go through no more. Told her mama, I can't go through no more. And then on the freeway, in the fast lane, the motor, the brakes, how in the world does the thing fall out of the car? It fell out on the freeway in the fast lane and almost drove her insane, but then came Jesus. She had already said, what else can happen? Lord said, one more thing. I'm going to put you where you ain't going to be able to do nothing but trust me. And then we didn't know, she didn't know, he didn't give her a used car. Gave her a brand new car. She didn't tell you. Drove off the parking lot with no money down. What shall I do? But it looked like Chicken Little said the sky is falling. Anybody know what he was talking about? Anybody? You know anything about everything falling down on you? You know anything about the walls closing in on you? and the man tightening up the vice, screwing it in where you can't get out, and being sure you can't move. Oh, I've been in manual training. I've seen them put the things in there, wood or steel or whatever, and tighten up that vice and tighten it up. And I don't care what you do, you can't get it out. Sometimes life puts us in a situation where you can't get out, and it ain't nothing you can do but wait on the Lord. But then David said, while you're waiting, say, be of good cheer. Don't say yeah. Don't be crying. Don't be blaming nobody else. And don't be fussing with God. If you got to fuss with him, do like Job. Say, where are you? All this I'm going through here, where are you? They told me you would heal me. Where are you? They told me you would put food on the table. Where are you? Hey! Oh, you got a right to question God. Come on, Mosiah. It ain't sassy when you question God, when you question him. It ain't being smart when you ask him why. Thank you, Jesus. But God, Job didn't count God foolish. And God didn't count him foolish. Thank you. But the Lord said, Job, where were you when I stretched forth the heavens? Hey! When I formed the earth out of nothing, threw it out there and hung it in the sky. So say yeah. When he got through with Job, Job put his hand over his mouth. He said, it's too wonderful for me. But God answered Job. God came to the room where he was. God will come where you are. I said, God will come where you are. I don't care how far down in the dungeon of despondency you are. God will come where you are. Hey! Job come up out of that thing and said, though he slay me. This didn't come for no man. It didn't come for no woman. My husband didn't do it. My wife didn't do it. My children didn't do it. Though he slay me. Don't finally realize where it was coming from. David finally realized where his affliction was coming from. And said it was good for me. What do you mean? But it was good for me. But my back, it was good for me. But my neck, it was good for me. It was good for me that I had, H-A-D, that I had been afflicted. What happened? I learned something about God. In the midnight hour, in the weary hours of the morning, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, when men rose up against me, my enemy would have swallowed me up. But I'm so glad that I was afflicted. I heard about thee by the hearing of the ear. My mother told me about you. My father told me about you. My Sunday school teacher told me about you. But now I know. I know for myself. He's a burden bearer, a heavy load sharer, a rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of a storm, a high tower of mighty battle axe. Now I know. I don't have to go by what they tell me. I've been there, and it brought me out. And I just rose to tell you, God is good to Israel and such that is of a pure heart. So say yes.
heaven when I'm crying. Yes! I tossed and turned all night long. But he said there's a blessing in it. You meant it for evil.
Just keep on coming back to me. Keep on coming back. Somebody trying to do you dirty. And somebody trying to hurt somebody in here. And God is sending you a word this morning.
There's somebody digging behind somebody. There's somebody trying to dig a pit for you. There's somebody trying to dig a hole for you. But the Lord said, he that diggeth the pit shall fall in it. There's a blessing in it for you. Hey! He said, I'm going to make your wonders agates, gates carbuncles, and all your borders. I'm going to put pleasant stones, and all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. God's gonna get these devils up off of you. I didn't say it. God said it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. God said it. And I believe it. Yeah. Hey. Woo. Listen, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear from terror. You won't fear terror. For terror shall not come nigh unto you. You can't terrify me, devil. You can't terrify me. You can't scare me. The Lord is on my side. devil terrify you. God said, don't let the devil terrify you. It ain't gonna happen. Whatever that devil said, it ain't gonna happen. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He'll try to scare you. Fear is torment. Don't let him terrify you. God said it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. God said it. Woo!
Listen to him. Listen to him. Behold, they shall surely gather together. They're going to try to get together against you.
Woo! Woo!
Look up at it now.
Say, look for it. Expect it. Behold, look. They shall surely, for sure, gather together. But I'm not in it. But not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall.
Evil.
Everything that we go through, the devil wants to destroy us. But the Lord said, I ain't in it. God ain't in it. Tell somebody, don't wear it. God ain't in it. What they trying to do, God ain't in it. God ain't in it. Yeah. Hey, hey. Woo. Yeah. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Woo.
Thank you.
don't know like I know. You don't know like I know. And I don't know like you know. But the Lord is on our side. Yay! Yay! Yes, 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 yes. Woo! Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for my sake. I'm going to let them know that you my child. When they get through messing with you, they're going to say, I ain't going to mess with them no more. Get off of my child. Take your hands off and lift up your foot before I break it off. Hey, you can't keep a good child of God down. Hey, 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 hey. They're going to fall. They're going to fall for my sake. They're going to believe the scripture that you are the apple of my eye. He that offended thee offended me. And they're going to know that it was better for them that a millstone was hung around their neck than to offend the least of these my little ones. Hey! 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 God said, it's not of me. I didn't send it. That's why it's going to fall. It's going to fail. It ain't coming to pass. Tell somebody next to you, don't worry. It's not coming to pass. God said it, and I believe it. Together against you. I don't care whether it's on the job. I don't care whether they're trying to get your apartment. Whether they're trying to get you out of that house. Hey! Hey! I don't care whether it's your husband trying to make you lose the house. or your wife trying to make you lose the car. So say yeah. So say yeah. So say yeah. God said, I ain't in it. So say yeah. Yeah. You meant it for evil. You thought you was gonna hurt me. You thought I was gonna lose everything. You thought I was going to be set outdoors. You thought I was going to lose my joy. You thought I was going to lose my testimony. Yeah. But I got a better testimony. Oh. I got a testimony now that I would not have had if I hadn't gone through. Yay! Yay! But the Lord God Almighty done bowed his heart. The Lord God Almighty done brought me out.
And brought us out. Oh, 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 yeah. Hey,
Woo. Do you believe God sent this message? Do you believe God changed the message? That's what prophecy is all about. That's what it's prophecy. Ain't no yea and thus I say. This is it. Without any yea and I say. Raw prophecy. Raw. Unrehearsed. Unplanned. No study, just the scripture. Tell you, God knows what we need, honey. Tell you, He'll supply every need. Not only money, but He'll supply our spiritual needs, our physical needs, our domestic needs, our social needs, our family needs. Oh! All of our needs. Nobody don't know nothing about me like Jesus. Nobody don't know what I need like Jesus. And nobody can supply my needs like Jesus. Now, here's the verse that I was heading for. That's why I told you, you've been standing a pretty long time. Can y'all hear what I'm saying? Expository preaching. That's the old English, way the old English pulpiteers preaches, line by line, down, down, down. Now here's verse 16. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waste to destroy. Oh yeah, God got something in suffering. Whatever, when God gets through purifying us, He gonna destroy the waste. Because when God take it out of you, ain't nobody else can use it. And them old people that's messing with you, they're the waste. Rejoice not over me. He told you, my enemy, when I fall. If I stumble and break my toe, don't you get happy. Because he said, the Lord's going to help me in that right early. You shaking your finger. I told you. Watch out, you may lose that finger, honey. But by the time you get through shaking that finger, I'm on my way up. And he didn't say I could do it myself. He said, the Lord's going to help me. I dare you ask for help when you're on the way down. I dare you call on the Lord when you're on your way down. Or when you are down. He can't lift you if you ain't down. He can't heal you if you ain't sick. He can't bring you out if you haven't been in. And he can't feed you if you've never been hungry. He's real. Now here's my verse 17. I've been trying to get down here, y'all. Y'all, have y'all read it yet? Can you see what the Lord sent to thee and me? I don't care what they do against you. I don't care how they plot and how they plan. It can be in the midnight hour. It can be in the dark corners of the earth. It can be down in the basement. But I heard Jesus say, no weapon. No weapon. No weapon that is formed. That means the evil counselors got together. The counsel of the ungodly went in a meeting together and tried to plan our downfall. They got their game plan together. But I heard Jesus say, no weapon, no weapon that is formed against you to bring you down, to destroy you. God said, no weapon. Mr. Jerry. We come up a boat, shut up a moment. They said, no, 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 No weapon. No weapon. Tell somebody, don't worry, no weapon. No weapon. That's formed against you.
People try to kill your influence in there. People try to kill your influence. People spread little stuff all around. People dropping on in the endos. Sometime unconsciously, you got a shotgun in your hand and don't know somebody else put it there. You got it all cocked and ready to shoot somebody down. But then came Jesus. God saved you from being a murderer. And being a part of another plot. Somebody else is playing. But Jesus stepped in just in time. Just before the devil could do it, then came Jesus. Just before you had to go and apologize, then came Jesus. Just before you got blood on your hand to destroy another righteous brother or another righteous sister or to carry on an ungodly whispering campaign. The whisperers are among us. The whisperers are among us. Whispering things. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All y'all know what I'm talking about. But God said, my help is on the way. I can see him out of the corner of my eyes. Getting that handkerchief to come over here. I wasn't close enough to Mother Price, or she'd have punched one in my hand. Saints, if God ever spoke to us in this place, He's speaking to us. And it's in me only. Because I can take this and don't give y'all none of it. Somebody eat the whole roll. I could eat the whole plate, and if you stuck your hand over, I'd hit it and say, get it out of my plate. Because everybody in here could rake it over and say, this is mine, man. This is me. Because God got something on this plate for all of us. And I doubt seriously whether we would refuse any of it and say, I don't want that. But today we belong to the clean plate club. Clean that plate, boy, and don't you leave nothing on there.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear God telling us clean that plate today. And don't leave nothing. Hallelujah. No weapon. So stop worrying. And don't let the devil terrify you with it. I don't care if part of it is true. He said, don't get happy over me, my enemy. When I fall, because the Lord's going to help me. So if I made a mistake, so what? The Lord's going to help me. Don't you get happy. Don't you rejoice over my weaknesses. Don't you jump up and clap your hands. You ought to pray for me. Instead of praying on me. Pray for me. I hear him talking to you. I hear him. I'm trying my best to say what he said. As he gives it, as he hands it to me, I'm trying my best to hand it out to you and put it on myself first before you get it. I apply this word to me because I know
people like to put things in our way. I know that people want your job. I know people are jealous of you because God's blessing you on your job. I know some supervisors don't like you. I know some principals don't like you. What's so good about this? It ain't nothing they can do about it. Cause they may win the first round, but it ain't over, Dr. Coach. There's an appeal to a higher power. Yes. Yes. When they wrote that letter to Hezekiah and tried to scare him, Hezekiah went right on into his prayer room. You know he was a praying man. Because he got 15 years extended to his life. So don't ask me, was Hezekiah praying, man? He took that letter and walked on into the temple, got down on his knees and put that letter out there and said, Lord, you see what they say. I tell you, I've done that too. I've taken papers and things that they have sent to me and laid it out before the Lord and said, Lord, you see what they wrote? Some old nasty businessmen. Some old nasty, jealous people. Write things and try to scare you. Take it out before the Lord. That's what you do. Lay it out there before him and say, Lord, you see what they said. The Lord saw and said, hey, they're talking about me. On my mouth, child. One time they said, ah, don't worry about it. He's just a god of the mountains. He can't do nothing down in the valley. Can the Lord spread a table in the wilderness? Hey, honey, God fed Elijah out there under the tree. Had the birds to come and feed him. Y'all don't hear me. I'm going to quit. No weapon. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Yeah.